Are you an insider? Subscribe to FC Insiders today to receive full unedited interviews, news, rumors, exclusive content, and more. Join FC Insiders at futurecommerce.fm. Future Commerce is brought to you by PayPal. Did you realize that mobile shoppers spend 39% more time but less money on commerce websites compared to their desktop counterparts? There's a significant opportunity to improve mobile conversion rates while delivering a better buying experience. That is why PayPal has collaborated with 15 Magento system integrators and High Conversion to uncover what changes help and hurt the mobile checkout experience. For details on the program, learnings to date, and how to get involved, visit mobileoptimize.org today.
Future Commerce is brought to you by Vertex. Vertex is the leader of tax technology solutions and services for corporations worldwide. They're trusted by over half of the Fortune 500. Vertex Cloud meets sales and use tax solutions for businesses of all kinds. Visit them online today at vertexsmb.com. Emarsys is the largest independent marketing platform company in the world. Their software enables truly personalized one-to-one interactions between marketers and customers across all channels. They help you build loyalty and enrich the customer journey while increasing your revenue. Go to emarsys.com/futurecommerce to request a demo and see for yourself how Emarsys can help your company scale marketing decisions. That's Emarsys, emarsys.com/futurecommerce.
Hello and welcome to Future Commerce, the podcast about cutting edge and next generation commerce. I'm Brian.
I'm Philip.
Today we have a fun and exciting topic. We're going to keep it short. We're going to keep it on point. We hope. We're going to talk about Amazon 4-star.
I would rate this episode as 4 stars, Brian.
I would give it 5.
I'm going to give it 5. I'm going to give it 5 stars. Yes.
Good. I'm glad you're giving it 5 stars because as long as you're above 4 stars, you can make it into the Amazon 4-star store, which is exciting.
So, and we're going to get deep into that, but what you should do is go give us a 5-star and you can do that over at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Premium, Google Podcasts, or even on Spotify or anywhere where you consume podcasts or on any smart speaker device with the phrase, play Future Commerce Podcast. Now, we've had some reports that that may or may not work, and I'm starting to believe that Amazon is getting smart about the way that they're providing podcast recommendations. So, interesting stuff happening there. But we do want your feedback on today's show. So, if all else fails, head over to futurecommerce.fm and leave us some feedback on our site. Okay, Brian, what is Amazon 4-star?
So, Amazon 4-star is Amazon's third jump into physical retail. And it is a store that sells products that are above 4-star rating on Amazon.com, which is super cool. And also almost inevitable that this would come about.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact is that this is the first Amazon store that is basically replicating Amazon's selling model in real life. A categorized, shopping experience of something that you could replicate, like from a category perspective in Amazon. Products of all types that are sort of grouped together loosely by, nothing more than, people wished for these items, people gifted these items, and generally probably a high quality item because it's been well rated.
Yeah. Although there's been a lot of gamification in ratings lately, or I should say sort of.
That's a whole other.
Yep. Find a way to get above that 4-star just so you can get into the physical store. I'm going to imagine that Amazon's not going to let that happen. I mean, they've got limited space in the store, so they're still making choices about which 4-star products and above to get into the store. They've got millions and millions of products on the site. So this is still a curated selection of products. Really, it's Amazon being able to pick out whatever products they want and put them in their store.
Yeah. Ahead of this store opening, you said this is the third store. What the other two would be what? Amazon Go and Amazon Books?
Right.
Okay. Yep.
But I know, could be, they may have done some other stuff in stores or in brick and mortar as well. This is the third I'm aware of, at least.
Yeah. Where is Amazon 4-star concept located?
That's a great question. I believe. Yeah.
I shouldn't. I'm like teeing you up. It's on Soho and Spring Street. They're gonna in New York City, which is,
you know. They're gonna open one in Berkeley as well. I just read.
Yeah. And it's on Spring Street between Crosby and Lafayette, which is, if you are into Hamilton at all, means something. unsurprisingly, I think the thing that you would expect is that this store will be packed to the brim. We forgot about Whole Foods. Whole Foods is an Amazon retail experience now, right?
Very good point. Yes.
But it's packed to the brim with a lot of Amazon's product offering. So you're going to see, you know, Kindles, you're going to see, you know, a lot of their electronics. You're going to see a lot of, you know, Alexa devices.
Amazon Basics.
Amazon what?
Basics.
Oh, Basics. Yes. I thought you said Cake Mix. And I was...
they might have that too. No, Basics. Sorry. You know, I'm getting over a cold, so.
No, I love that. We now have a show title, which is everything I've ever wanted.
Amazon Cake Mix. I kind of want that.
I kind of want it too. Amazon Basics, you're going to see a lot of that and probably a lot of their in-house brands, right? On the fashion side. And as you would also probably expect, because if you've been in Whole Foods since the acquisition, you will notice that you're going to get a different pricing structure. If you're a Prime member, you're going to see that here too. So you're going to get preferred pricing.
Yeah. Not only are you going to get preferred pricing, you're going to get real time pricing because they've eliminated all of the, you know, paper tags underneath your items that you would normally see in a brick and mortar experience. Instead, they've replaced them with real-time digital displays that show the rating and the price in real time.
Wow. So that's what it is. I'm curious to pick your brain on how this is different. Like, the thing that people sort of usually critique about these, about a store, in-store experience, is that outside of Amazon's product offering, what would stop any other retailer from creating an end cap that says 4-star rated on Amazon or 4-star? Like, this seems like the kind of thing that could be easily replicated by any other retailer. What do you think about that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think it could actually, if they had that kind of data and that kind of reputation for having those kind of, like, that much rating data.
Right.
Like, you know, it, in some ways, you know, you could kind of argue that this is what retailers should be doing now, right now anyway, right? Like, if you have a product assortment from several brands, if you're a true retailer, you should be curating stuff that's over 4 stars, right? And you could try new stuff, and then if it's bad, then you get rid of it and you don't sell it, right? So your selection of quality should really reflect that data to begin with. But I think what's interesting about this is one of the first examples of someone using their online data to drive their offline data in a very transparent way, right? Hmm. And people might, you know, merchants might be doing this now anyway, potentially. We just wouldn't know because it's not transparent. Right.
Right.
And of course, they're not displaying real-time ratings and pricing. I definitely expect to see this happen more. Like, I expect that, you know, prices on things will change more frequently, and you will be using digital displays to reflect that. Which honestly, like, there's a part of me that's excited about that, and there's a part of me that's not excited about that. Like, what if grocery is all of a sudden like gas, like as a result of this, right? So you go to the store, and one day, you know, the price of apples has gone up by 6 cents, and the next day it's gone up by another 6 cents, and you know, it just, you know, and then there's trends, and it's like this real time, like market. I would imagine that for low income purchasers, this could get really, really frustrating in terms of budgeting. If you know, if we got to that level,
right. Right. It's tough. It's tough to really, the Amazon experience, if you're a Prime member, is likely less about price shopping and more about the convenience of getting exactly what you're looking for the moment you actually want it. You're probably sold on something prior to, you know, prior to, the actual purchase. A lot of the browse that happens on Amazon doesn't, at least for me, isn't more about product discovery and product comparison. Amazon has other products for that. But as a Prime member, when I'm shopping, I'm not looking for a bunch of competing products based on rating so much. I'm looking for making the final purchase that was already a well-considered and researched purpose ahead of time.
Future Commerce is brought to you by PayPal. Did you know cart abandonment is 86% higher on mobile than desktop? PayPal has collaborated with 15 Magento system integrators in high conversion to help close the mobile gap while delivering an improved buying experience. The Mobile E-Commerce Optimization Initiative was formed to understand why the gap in mobile and desktop conversions persist and to provide practical industry insights to help e-commerce providers succeed in mobile sales. Participating merchants can choose from a range of standardized checkout optimization experiments that make sense for their business model. For additional details on how to get involved, the results to date, and testing methodology, visit mobileoptimize.org today.
Future Commerce is brought to you by Vertex. Vertex provides cloud and on-premise solutions that can be tailored to specific industries for every major line of tax, including sales and use, income, value added, and payroll. Vertex Cloud is the SaaS solution that automates sales and use tax, including calculation and returns. With multiple service levels and flexible pricing models, Vertex Cloud meets the sales and use tax needs for businesses of all sizes. From recognizable brands like Honda, Pepsi, Verizon, and small businesses the world over. Find out more today at vertexsmb.com and be sure to mention Future Commerce Podcast to get 15 months for the price of 12. Once again, that's vertexsmb.com. Emarsys is the largest independent marketing platform company in the world. Powered by artificial intelligence, the Emarsys marketing platform enables truly personalized interactions between marketers and customers across all channels, building loyalty, enriching the customer journey, and increasing your revenue. Each day, Emarsys connects more than 2,200 brands with 3.2 billion customers all over the world. Emarsys delivers over 350 million personalized interactions across email, mobile, social, and web. To learn more about how Emarsys can help your company scale marketing decisions and actions, visit emarsys.com/futurecommerce and request your demo today. That's Emarsys, emarsys.com/futurecommerce.
Yeah, I don't know. The way that I use Prime often is, you know, I have something that I want to buy and then I'll go, you know, I'll find it on the web somewhere or like yeah, something else will trigger it. And then I'll just go to Amazon and buy it because I get free two-day shipping. Like if it costs me a dollar more, I don't really care. So, I think that this store though will be a lot more about discovery. Like when someone goes in, it's not because they're looking to buy something they could have just bought on Prime anyway. They could get that delivered to their house in 2 days or less for free. So when someone goes to this store, it's going to be because they want to do a little bit of browsing of Amazon's, recommended products, essentially. Do a little product discovery. What else are the people buying and finding interesting and finding worthwhile, right? Because why else would we go into a store when we can just buy from Amazon on Prime and have it delivered to our house in seconds? Especially if you're in a an urban area like Soho or like the Bay Area, where, you know, Prime Now is like at your fingertips, 2 hours, free delivery. The benefit of this story is really about, you know, finding the best of Amazon. So I would go to this if I was going to go buy somebody a gift and I was having trouble thinking about one. Like,
yeah. So that you're bringing up, you're going right where I was wanting to go with this, which is the, in many cases, the shopping or the browse experience is more enabled by an in-person, you know, an in-person, moment, where you can take in a lot of, you know, visual, stimulus all at once, right? Like me seeing a table that's chock full of, you know, toys that, you know, are highly rated, for me to give as a gift is it's just a much better experience for me as a human being than scrolling through an endless infinite scroll on a mobile device, trying to figure out which one, you know, which one works, you know, like, or which one, you know, just triggers for me. Like, oh yeah, they would totally love this Harry Potter Lego set. That's what I want. Also, it's a sizable, like it's a big box that looks like a substantial gift. Whereas this other thing is a tiny box. Well, you don't get that visual comparison, anywhere, but in real life, because I mean, not that you couldn't one day, maybe with AR we will, but the, you know, me seeing a tiny little box next to a big box, I might be more intrigued to spend the same amount of money on the bigger box. Looks more substantial. I'm not going to get that from a 200 pixel image on in a category listing page, right? So I love this idea for discovery when it's, you know, a product purchase outside of, you know, something for myself that I was probably already thinking about. The thing that I had one of those flashback moments to when I was a kid, and my mom, when I was real small, we went to a store and we went shopping to buy a KitchenAid mixer, you know, those like counter stand mixers. And my mom, was a baker and she sort of had a good idea of what she wanted. And we went to a store called Service Merchandise.
No, Have you ever been there?
You remember that? The Service Merchandise when I was a kid was like real world analog Amazon. Everything that you could ever think of existed in one big, you know, room with a bunch of like these little kiosk, like here's a few, products for the home. And it was like Amazon in real life, but in 1985, and nothing could be purchased off the showroom floor. It was like a shoppable catalog, because they actually had a catalog business. You had to take a hang tag, right? And you take it to the back and then the thing comes down the conveyor belt and you pay.
Man, that sounds kind of futuristic to me.
And it feels like we've come full circle, because this Amazon concept feels like Service Merchandise 30 years later, which for all intents and purposes, Amazon.com is is Service Merchandise or old school catalog, but done in a modern way. Or, you know, it's just an interesting, I'm very interested to why it triggered that feeling of being a kid waiting for that product to come down the conveyor belt or shopping in like a shoppable real life catalog. So very cool.
It is interesting. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I think I know that like the browsing experience is really obvious part of this and like sort of that real life catalog bit, but I really feel like the data part of this is really interesting in transcending the physical and digital. Like I'm really excited about providing real time, you know, data to customers in store, in display. Like to me, that's the groundbreaking part of this is you're going to base your in-store, assortment off of online data. Like that's just, I think that's the part where other retailers are going to really take notice. There's lots of browsing experiences out there already, right? And so that's nothing new, but using the data that Amazon has to help drive that in-store experience and really going, you know, and I, this is going to sound really cheesy, but like digital first, if you will. and you know, using online as like the primary driver for how you structure your physical store, that's groundbreaking stuff.
At some point, what, like Magento, or not, oh my gosh, I've got Magento on the brain because of my other podcast. I'm sorry. At some point, Amazon has to decide, there has to be a, okay, I got to spit it out. Amazon could fill the store with only Amazon stuff.
Right.
Right. They have to strike a balance between non-Amazon stuff. Like I think recently, I think was it Scott Galloway, you know, or L2 had a digest of 32 in-house brands that you may or may not even know was an Amazon brand.
There are thousands.
So Amazon. So right. There's so many in-house brands that you may not even know are in-house brands. They could fill a whole store with it. Aside from notable brands like Lego or KitchenAid, Amazon could be positioning its own products, which might be intriguing to some people. It could be scary to others. In fact, you could probably make an entire Alexa store at this point because at an Amazon event recently, they just came out with 25 new ones.
I know. We haven't even talked about that yet.
We haven't even talked about that because it's kind of tired. I'm tired of it, honestly. But, right. A store like this makes a lot of sense for me if they are highlighting truly products that have really great ratings and it's about discovery. I would never walk into a store. Like I don't go into Whole Foods with the intention of buying an Amazon Echo. And I wouldn't go into this store with the intention of buying only Amazon branded products. While they need to coexist alongside everything else, the whole point of the store is the everything else.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to do that. I don't think they're just the Amazon products. I will say this, like, this is just what every retailer does. I mean, if you look at the, we've talked about this before, but if you look at the Kirkland brand, you know, from Costco, they have items for almost every category. This is not surprising. I think that the difference is, with Amazon, it's several different brands. So with Costco, you know you're getting Kirkland's. With Amazon, it's a little bit harder to discern if you're buying an Amazon brand, unless you did research on it, which is kind of weird.
Well, leave it to California. California will pass a law at some point requiring them to have a notice that it's an Amazon in-house brand. That will happen eventually, I'm sure. I last thing too, since you mentioned Costco, Costco is no longer the highest paying minimum wage retailer in the country because Amazon, you know, there's a whole story there and there's some caveats to the announcement, which we, you know, there are journalistic entities out there for it to get the whole story. But Amazon just announced that they will be instituting $15 minimum wage, Costco previously having a $14 minimum wage. I think it's interesting.
As long as you don't mind skipping your bathroom breaks, I think that counts.
Dang. Okay. So yeah. For quality of life perspective, I'm sure that Costco is a much nicer place. Plus you get like a $1 hot dog. I mean, you know, unless it's a 4-star rated $1 hot dog, I don't think I want the Amazon hot dog. Anyway, we hadn't covered it. I'm really glad we did. Any final thoughts about Amazon 4-star?
Yeah. I'm just really excited to see how other retailers respond. I think that we're going to see a lot of copycatting, you know, obviously not exact copies, but it, you know, it's going to spur a new set of store experiences. And I'm excited about that. And there's lots of technology out there to help provide this. Perch is a company that does real-time display and digital display for in-store experiences. And there's a bunch of other ones out there. I mean, I think finally we're going to start to see the in-store take on that truly digital feel, and it's going to really start to seem seamless. Your shopping experience is finally, like, the vision of omnichannel is going to really come to life for actual consumers in a consistent way, like across lots of brands and experiences and stores. And so that's really exciting. And I love that. I do love that Amazon's pushing this. Like, I think that someone needed to do this, and Amazon was the right ones to kind of hit the market first, be first to market. So I love that.
I love it. If you would love to visit Amazon 4-star yourself, we want to hear about your experience, and we want you to tell us all about it. You can do that at futurecommerce.fm. Hit up the discuss comment box on the episode page and tell us what you think. Do you like this? Do you not like this? Have you seen it? What is it like in person? We want to know. And I think Brian and I will be planning a field trip, and we'll cover it live when we're in New York in just a few weeks time for an industry event. So it's going to be really cool. Stay tuned for that. But thanks for listening. Oh, what do we usually say?
Retail tech moves fast.
And future commerce is moving faster. Thanks.